They, you went to somebody's house and had a party. Now I'm talking about younger, and we were really growing up. We had chaperones at our parties. The old ladies, the biddies, sat around the wall and looked at you. And you didn't have drunks staggering around on the dance floor. I mean, there were always some boys that drank too much, and they were all known in the community, and they were not respected. You know, you knew it, and the mamas didn't want the daughters to go out with them and all that kind of stuff. I don't know about the daughters; they might have been different. But
when a boy was, say, going out with the same girl, you'd say he was.
Well, we went steady then, like they go steady now. But we didn't say anything about courting. Yeah. We didn't. Now, a little bit earlier than me, you courted.
Spark.
Spark. I had forgotten that. Yeah, but that was a little bit. That's a little bit more of a cornball expression than we would have used. We knew what it was, you know, smooching and sparking was a little older.
Okay.
Maybe the 20s or the teens years.
What would you call the girl you met with? She'd be your.
Well, she was a girlfriend.
Okay.
She was a girlfriend. And we, like I say, we went steady. We went to the dances, though.
Yeah.
The whole idea of when you took your girl to a dance, the whole idea was that she had a good time. And the boys spent the whole night finding other boys to dance with her. That's right. That's right. And if you danced over four or five or six steps with the same girl, you were stuck. Now, the girl's idea of a big night was when they never danced the whole piece with one boy. They'd just break them just as fast, just like this. Just almost be standing in line. And she really felt like a queen. Now, you can imagine what that would make a girl feel like, to just have boys just standing in line on the dance floor. And, of course, when they got stuck, man, they both had this pain look on their face, you know, like they were sick. And the girl, of course, was embarrassed and didn't have a good time and probably went home crying. But I have been to dances where you had a program dance, where you would fill out dance number one, you'd have your name, and the girl kept the program. And her dances were taken up, and she'd try to fill up her card and have all of her dances taken. I went to a dance at MSCW one time, you know where that is? MUW? I went to a dance at MSCW, and they stuck a foot ruler between you. They wouldn't let you dance close together, and they had an old lady walking around with a foot ruler, and she'd stick that ruler between you, make you dance a foot apart. You couldn't touch. That's the only place I ever did that, but I sure did. And I had an old lady set up in the balcony looking down on that thing. Boy, she looked like a bald eagle sitting up there. And at intermission, we walked to a place to have some refreshments. And I never will forget this girl I graduated from high school with. Went to the W. And I came back from the service and went to state. And of course, there wasn't many boys, that we were just getting back home.
Yeah.
She heard that I had gotten back, and we'd been friends all the way through grammar school. And she was having her junior class prom. So she wrote me or called me or something and asked me would I come over there and take her to her prom. And we never dated in high school, but we were friends. So I went over there, and that's where we danced a foot apart. And going to intermission over to the grill or the goose, I think they call it,